Dallas Evie in Nikolai. From what I've heard, you've been chatting, and it sounds like you're pretty happy with the way your dogs came in here today.
Yeah, I'm happy with my new team, my remodeled team, I guess. I was a little bit bummed in the beginning of the race because I had a few of my very good dogs that were getting over sorenesses and whatnot and just didn't quite make it in time for the race, so I had to leave behind three very good dogs that were on my team last year, leaving me with a lot of young dogs. And by young, I mean mostly two and a couple three-year-olds. But they're coming together really well. We've just been focusing on putting them together, and we'll worry about racing later. But, I've never had a team moving this quickly at this point in the race.
Yeah.
You know, I'm staying on the brake all the way over here, and they're definitely acting mature for their age.
And you said this was the quickest you ever made it to Nikolai.
I think so. I mean, I'm not looking at the stats right now, but I'm pretty sure I made it here faster this year than I did last year. Mm-hmm. So.
And is that trail partly?
Yeah, I'm sure the trail plays a huge part of that. Huge role in that. The trail being better obviously helps, and having a good dog team helps. It's hard to say what's what, but I'm just happy with how these guys are doing. Obviously, there's a lot of race ahead. Long ways to make a lot of good decisions or make a lot of bad decisions, you know? So.
And it kind of sounds from what I'm gathering from you that it really depends on these young dogs and whether or not they can hold it together and get the routine down and make it work to, you know?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. I wouldn't say that if they can hold it together, we got to put them together. You know, I like to think of it as we're building a dog team right now that I'm going to be able to race later on. And how you handle the first half of the race plays a huge role in, you know, what sort of dog team you have at the end of the race. So we're teaching these dogs what it's like to be on the Iditarod. We're building on, you know, their training all year. Mm-hmm. And hopefully building them up to be in a position where they're ready to compete for the title at the end. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, that's not the most important thing for these guys. The most important thing for me and these dogs is to get them, you know, a good experience out here and get them to know them as quick as they can. Because these dogs here, though they're young now, they're going to be the core of my team next year
right. And
for years to come. So the last thing you want to do with young dogs is, you know, focus on winning this race. You know, my family and I and these dogs, we're in it for the long haul. It's not just one race, it's a career. So you never want to jeopardize the career of a dog for one race.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you know, that's definitely more of a priority for me is, yes, we're racing, yes, we're doing the right things to win this one, but at the same time, I want to make sure that this team is a complete monster coming back next year. This
yeah.
is going to be a very, very beautiful core to an awesome team next year. So that's just as important to me as you know, how they finished on this one.
Right, and of course, you are competing. You're a very competitive person. And so when you do talk about, you know, putting this team together, when do you think you'll find out, okay, this is a team that really can win? We're really going to strive to make it, you know, in first position.
You know, hopefully that's something that you get progressively more sure of as you go. And you're never sure that it's a winning team until you're underneath the Burled Arches, you know. But
but you were pretty sure of it last year.
Yeah, no, I mean, and there again, it was like, I knew that team had, if things went well, they could win.
Uh-huh.
And that was the first time I had ever had a team like that. But again, you know, a lot of miles ahead of us and a lot of room for things to go well or to not go well.
Mm-hmm. But so far, things are going well.
Yeah.
The trail you handled fine, the Dalzell Gorge, the steps, all of that went.
Beautiful, the steps were wonderful. No complaints there. I don't think I can tell you a fixed checkpoint, though, that we're going to be able to say, all right, now we're going to go. But
okay.
If you want to win this race, I will tell you this. If you want to win this race, you got to be ready to do some very intense mushing starting in Caltag. You know, if they don't have it together by Caltag, I don't think we're going to be, you know, in it to win it. And obviously, not only do they have to have it all put together, they've got to be in position to win. If you're 10 hours behind, you know, it's a little too late, but by Caltag, we should know a lot more.
Okay. All right, well, thanks, Dallas. Dallas Evie in Nikolai, and reporting in Nikolai, I'm Lorelei Kinneen.